3676. We hope to see you soon.
Hanging in there. You ask some people sometimes, how you doing? Oh, I'm hanging in there. And they are. They're hanging in there. I like that people say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Even if they are in the middle of a struggle, they stay with that testimony. How many know we overcome by the blood? The word of our testimony. That's essential in overcoming, the word of your testimony. Every field of study has its own terminology. We looked at a little bit at dialect. I'm just building into this message tonight. We looked at dialect, how there's a different dialect of the same language all over the United States. In the Northeast, in the Northwest, in the Midwest, in the South, even in the Southwest, different dialects. And if somebody that's really is really ingrained in them, they can be speaking English and you don't understand what they're saying. But they're speaking the same language. It's just a different dialect. Now, there's a dialect that will bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. When we talk about it, it'll bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. Sometimes people are guilty of not speaking when they should speak because the enemy's trying to push you into a corner. But if you speak and you speak certain things in accordance to the word, it'll bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. See, you have to understand one of the characteristics of a kingdom is that it's not going to share authority with another kingdom. Amen. Kingdoms will swallow up other kingdoms. They're not going to coexist. That's why the kingdoms of this earth are going to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. It's not going to be any compromise. There's no compromise. That's the nature of a kingdom. Okay? So, the conversion of a kingdom is accomplished not through guns and bombs and missiles. It's accomplished through language. Amen. Heaven's dialect, when we get it in our mouth, and I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, if you'll hear this and begin to appropriate it in your life, everywhere you go, you will become magnetic. Amen. What do we mean? You know how a magnet, you put a bunch of nails right here or paper clips or something, get a magnet and set it right here, put it close enough, every one of those paper clips come right to the magnet. Those paper clips are like pieces of the puzzle of your destiny. When you get the right dialect in your mouth, you ain't got to be out there searching for the paper clips everywhere. No, you become magnetic, you just go into things and destiny's coming. I'm telling you, if you'll hear this, and I mean exercise yourself to it. Sometimes there's a need to become, let me use the word desperate. You know, you ever get desperate for something? You're running late for something, and you got to get there. You ain't stopping talking to everybody. You ain't twiddling your fingers and, you know, taking your time. You desperate. Some of us need to get desperate. You become magnetic. When I mean desperate, you need to get the dialect. You need to allow the word, the language of heaven, to feel more of your conversation. Amen. Amen. It doesn't mean that we hyper spiritual. It doesn't mean you can't laugh. It doesn't mean none of that. I mean the frequency, the language, the spirit of the word. I'm not talking religious stuff where you don't everything come out your mouth is John 7:11, Genesis 2:15. No, get out the way. I don't want to hear all that. Everything you say is a verse of scripture. You quoting. I'm not talking about that. You're religious. No, there's a magnetism when the language. See, there's a language that's spoken when even before you put it into words and speak it out. It's a language in your mind, your thoughts. You know, I'm telling you, God will take over things and you will walk in this stuff and it'll be drawn to you. All right. So go with me to the book of 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy. The word of God says that all scripture, somebody say all. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It says in verse 16, all scripture. Say all scripture.
All scripture.
Say it again, all scripture.
All scripture.
You know, you have people that dispute that the Bible is relevant or true, that, you know, everything's, you know, there's errors in the Bible, you know. Come on, let's dispel that lie right now. That person don't know what they're talking about. They want to try to, you know, find a loophole. No, the Bible, I found some errors. Where? They don't know what they're talking about. That person like that hadn't really studied the Bible. They're looking to argue. They've been convicted by your life. And they're resisting the Lord. They belong to the devil. That good enough description? Because the word says all scripture. Now let's take a closer look at that. The word scripture here is the word gamma, or in what we call grammar. Grammar. In the Greek, it's gamma. And what it is, scripture, gamma, is, or grammar, letters of alphabet, of an alphabet, or words. Letters of an alphabet or words. Grammar. You know, they used to call it grammar school, where you learn to talk. All right? When you're real small, grammar school. What you're going and the basic fundamental thing to build into a person's life is grammar. Communicate, know how to talk, know words, letters, alphabet. Remember, first thing we learned, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Y'all know that, right? Shut up. Now, the point I want to make, it says all scripture. We're talking about scripture now. The gamma, which is the Greek word, the gamma of God are all God-breathed. It says here, all scripture is given by inspiration. When we talk about the word inspiration, we're talking about God breathed. Now, here's something to take note of. The distinction between inspiration and motivation. Motivation comes from without. You have motivational speakers, people that can motivate you. Inspiration comes from within. That's important to know, because sometimes you're looking for somebody to motivate you, when in essence what you need is to be inspired. You need to dig deep and go down there and get that inspiration that comes from within. All right, so the gamma of God, the gammas, or the alphabet, the letters, or the words of God, I want you to get this, are God-breathed, inspired. God breathed. In Genesis, go with me to Genesis 1:26, and then we'll go to Genesis 2:7. Fundamental. 1:26, Genesis. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Okay? That was God speaking in relation to man. And in essence, that's his DNA. This is who man will be. Now, in chapter 2 and verse 7, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed. Okay? Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Okay? He breathed into man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now, if you'll go with me to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, let me emphasize this very strongly. This is very important that we really grasp this, take hold of this. The breath of life, or the gammas of God, are in every word of Scripture that we ever hear. The life of God, they're God-breathed. They are inspired by God. Listen, I pray that you not take it lightly or become, you know, sometimes it's easy to become familiar with stuff and we just read over it. But every word of God, every word in the Scripture, the breath of life, there's life in it. Amen. There's life in it. That's why it's important sometimes not just to read. You know, sometimes hopefully we're past this, but have you ever just kind of read something over just to kind of appease your conscience? You just read it. You don't remember anything, you just read it. Well, I read my verse for the day. But if you were to stop, and you know like I know, when you stop and you study something, see, it's like to behold something. To behold something is not just to have seen it. See, some people have sight, but they don't see. It'd be right there, but they didn't see it. It's another thing to see it. The word, every word of God is God-breathed. When we stop and study, or when we start to behold the word, there's a life force in it. You know, it's like coming into a service, into a dimension like we're in right now, in the word. If you're listening, if you're truly listening, even though you may not grasp the meaning of everything, there's a life force that's imparted from the Spirit of God. All the time. See, we are so sometimes familiar with things. We may have come in feeling a certain way in our body. We don't oftentimes take note of in the middle of that pain left. In the middle of a service. Or why? There's God's breathing. There's an inspiration. Even in a conversation on the corner with an old buddy, you can impart life. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.